And with all the news focused on gas prices, it can be easy to forget that America depends on petroleum for all kinds of products, everything from lip balm to laundry detergent. Now the government is pushing non-petroleum alternatives, as NPR's Elizabeth Shogan reports.
The federal government has come up with a new label for what it calls bio-based products. Look for it on trash bags made of corn, building insulation fashioned from wool, and inks and glues made of soy. Deputy Agriculture Secretary Kathleen Merrigan says people will start seeing the logo this spring.
Consumers want to know, with a plethora of labeling claims in the marketplace, that what they're investing their dollars in is meaningful, that it's backed by some sort of certification.
Companies already have introduced thousands of products made from plants or animals instead of petroleum. That's because of a law that requires the federal government to buy such products if they exist and are affordable.
We probably would not see the growth of these products without this program.
Steven Sensky is the executive director of the American Soybean Association. His group pushed Congress to require the switch.
That helps drive demand, and then it scales up manufacturing so then it can be available to the general public.
Using bio-based products is supposed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and dependence on foreign oil. But of course, lots of petroleum goes into fertilizers, tractors, and irrigation machines. The government isn't taking that into account when it decides whether a product qualifies for its new label. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.